May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. That's such an amazing passage of scripture, so I'm so tempted to speak on that, but I really think I want to follow up a little bit from yesterday and just take one verse out of what we looked at from 1 Peter 5. Not necessarily saying anything new that I did yesterday, but some expansion about a particular thing. The verse is, casting all your anxiety on him, for he cares for you. And so we just shared that yesterday, and you know, for the first time from that passage, I thought it's so powerful, because we tell people that, I tell people that, I tell myself that it's true. Christianity, it's God's will that you live an anxiety-free life. And again, like I said yesterday, I didn't say cast some of your anxiety, or every now and again, he says cast all your anxiety about whatever it is. And in the King James, it's the word cares. Whatever it is that or cares to you. But it's the word anxiety. And so last night, I spent one of the things that bishops do when they put themselves in harm's way, and I'm not talking about our clergy, because our clergy are perfect, is that I spent the whole afternoon and part of the evening until about 8 o'clock talking to clergy out there in the diocese. And it's a dangerous thing to do, and it's for you as a bishop, because for lots of reasons. And I always tell people the way to ruin a good layperson is ordain them. And so I just spent this time and different things, and there were a number of other things that went on, and I didn't get home last night until about 8 o'clock. And so I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and there were just some things going on, physically and some other things, and I found myself trying to figure it out, you know? And trying to, kind of like Mary. Mary did good without asking why. God was ruining her future. But she did ask how. And that's the biggest stumbling block for me, is not the why part, because she like surrendered, but the faith part that says, if you just explain to me how this is all going to work out, then I won't have to be anxious anymore. I know that none of y'all do that, but that's the how parts where I fall a lot. So I'm just trying to sort through some different stuff. And the Lord brought that scripture that I talked about yesterday to me. It was so awesome. And then, like in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, when you're half asleep, half awake, night watches, he starts just teaching me more about that scripture. And it was so timely. And I realized that he didn't just give me that. And he never gives me words so I can share here. They're always personal. I just go here and we just take them out for a spin. And he began to speak to me in the language I understand, because those things fascinate me. He began to speak about tenses and what they mean. And I realized that the word casting all your anxiety, that's an aorist tense. It means do it totally, summary. Don't just sort of halfway, half-hearted, whatever the anxiety is, give it completely to him. But the thing that ministered to me is I'm thinking through all this stuff, and he said, Chuck, that word for he cares for you, that's one of those blessed present tenses. That Jesus isn't just present, we celebrate the presentness of Jesus. And the present tense means it's something he's doing right now. And he said, I'm taking care of everything right now. I don't slumber and I don't sleep. You're just going to be awake for a few moments, but I'm going to stay awake and I'm working it on it all. I'm taking care of it all. And then I remembered what that word to take care of, when he says, if he cares for you, it's kind of like if you went to somebody who's sort of helpless and you go, you're under my care. What you're going through matters to me, so there's affection. There's a whole love thing that undergirds it. I love you. Faith works through love. So I love you, and your care is my responsibility. That involves action and activity. It's present tense. That what you're going through, if you'll give it to me, I'll make it mine. It matters to me. And I'm taking care of it right now. Not will take care of it, but I am doing it right this moment. The presentness of Christ. That may sound simple, or maybe it's not even an expansion to you from what we said yesterday, but it was a game changer for me. I thought, wow. Because God can say the same thing to you thousands of different ways. It just helps you enter into faith. The Lord's When he says he's testing our faith, it's not like God's saying, I'm going to hide the answer. You know, I'm going to make it really difficult. Now you got to get the answer right. It's an open book test where God is like underlined in yellow and circled in red all the answers. He like puts it in you, shows you stuff, and then he gives you some opportunities to exercise that. And to lay there at night, and the Lord said, cast these anxieties on me. You can't handle them, but I have really broad shoulders. As a matter of fact, I'm taking care of them right now. Because what concerns you, that's what this word literally means, care. Isn't it interesting? It's the Greek word mellow. It's like the Lord said, you just be mellow. What concerns you concerns me, and I've committed myself already. As you're thinking, I'm already taking care of it all. Now, here was the temptation. Well, what's it going to look like when you get through taking care of it? That's where I have to trust, because he loves me. It matters to me, Chuck. What concerns you concerns me. But it's not just that I have a heart for you. I'm actually doing something about it. So you can just rest, knowing I don't slumber and I don't sleep. Isn't that an encouraging word? Not that he will take care, but whatever it is you just trust him with, just cast your anxiety on him. He's already at work taking care of it. And I trust me, his solution is better than the one you're hoping for. You may get the one that you're hoping for, but whatever way he does it, it's better. Amen? He's a lot smarter. He's a lot bigger. And as we said yesterday, there's also some in-game stuff he's wanting to accomplish. But the important part to me at 3 o'clock in the morning was just God reminding me of my own message. Chuck, if you just cast all your cares on me, all your anxieties, I'm already right now. What concerns you concerns me, and I'm already taking care of it. So, wow, no fear, no worry. There's no anxiety in that. Amen?